Good morning and welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. On this harvest day, we will be giving gifts for our housebound friends. As I read their names, please consider if you will be able to deliver them. They are in the room where I sit, and I never remember what it's called. The meeting room. Thank you. So, the names are Anne Mackay, Margaret Smith, Mary Williamson, Margaret Davis, Margaret Townsend, Valerie Parkinson, Cora Young, and Margaret Jones. And continuing our care for others, Martin Foster's memorial service will be here this Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. Please remember in your prayers Jean and Peter Ashdown on the death of their nephew, Neil. And for those that we do not know personally, this is a reminder that our window of time to collect, fill, and return our shoe boxes is coming to a close. So please bring them next Sunday if you can. Please pray for KCH's long-term winter shelter, which is called The Haven. And also for our offering today, if you are a taxpayer and can gift aid your contribution, please put it in the envelope. And if you find one and it isn't marked C for L, please do that too, because that helps us as we administer the money. Please stay for the bring and share lunch after the service. And you're welcome, even if you haven't brought any food with you. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the book club, which was due to meet this Tuesday, is cancelled. And the next meeting will be on Tuesday, the 20th of November. And finally, the Waitrose tokens for October at the Kingston branch includes the Isolation at Christmas campaign, which we receive, and it goes towards paying for our Christmas Day lunch. So if you're there, you now know where to drop your little green coin. Thank you. Thank you, Leslie.
Come, all you people, come, praise your Maker.
Come, all you people, come, praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come, praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come, praise your Maker.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord.
The earth has yielded its harvest. God, our God, blesses us.
Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come, all you people, come praise your Maker. Your Maker, come, all ye people, come praise your Maker, come now and worship the Lord.
God blesses us, that all the ends of the earth shall fear the Lord.
Come, all ye people, come praise your Maker, come, all ye people. Praise your Maker, come all you people, come praise your Maker, come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come praise your Maker, come all you people, come praise your Maker, come all you people, come praise your Maker, come now and worship the Lord.
One or two technical hitches going on today, so you might need some paper. Come, ye thankful people, come. We join to sing. And if you need to turn to a hymn book, it's in at number 40. 40.
Thank you.
Would like to equip yourselves with the Bible? And we're turning to Psalm 24, which you will find on page 549. 549, and unfortunately we've only got them in English. What a shame. Ray, I'm glad you're still on your feet. That's beautiful. So let's say this psalm, Bible's cupboard. Thank you. Oh, here we go. The world and all that is in it belongs to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are God's. God built on the deep waters beneath the earth and laid its foundation in the ocean deeps. Who has the right to go up the Lord's hill? Who may enter God's holy temple? Those who are pure. We join to pray. Thank you for the gift of creation. From what is enormous to what is tiny. For refreshment, for challenge, for gentle beauty, for fierce beauty. For all the variety of place and season, for fruitfulness. We praise you. For the inheritance in creation from generations past, for landscape, for craft and skill, for breed and variety in livestock and crops, for wildlife untamed, for fertility maintained, we praise you. For our existence in creation, for air, for space, for moisture, for food, we praise you. For those who represent us all in tending creation, for gardeners, for foresters, for farmers, we praise you. For Christ, who blesses the bread and reveals the divine presence in earthly things, we praise you. Thank you. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into trial, but deliver us from evil. For us is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We're going to sing Think of a World Without Any Flowers. And these are your instructions. The women are singing the second verse. And not the last two lines, everybody joins in with those. And the men are singing the third verse. And everybody joins in with the last two lines. And if we can get it, we'll get it on the projection. And if we can't, it's number 123. Have a seat. They come up to Jesus and they want some advice. And he tells them this story. And this is a story that is talking about greed. Alistair Borthwick will read this passage to us.
The reading has the heading, it comes under the heading, A Parable of the Rich Fool. Then Jesus told them this parable. There was once a rich man who had land which bore good crops. He began to think to himself, I haven't anywhere to keep all my... This is what I'll do, he told himself. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, where I will store my corn and all my other goods. Then I will say to myself, lucky man, you have all the good things you need for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, you fool, this very night you'll have to give up your life. Then who will get all these things you have kept for yourself? And Jesus concluded, this is how it is with those who pile up riches for themselves, but are not rich in God's sight. Amen.
Amen. Right, so let's deconstruct this story. Jesus says, there was once a man who was very, very rich. There was once somebody who had loads and loads and loads of stuff. Loads of stuff. Had a big house and needed a bigger house. So he thought to himself, what shall I do? I know what I'll do. I'll take down the barns that I've already got that are pretty good, and I'll build bigger ones. And then maybe he thought to himself, and you know, when I've got these big barns and I get more stuff, I'll take down those barns and I'll build bigger barns. And God said, tonight, your life is going to be over. He thought he could have all this stuff and then he could relax and take it easy. But none of us know when the end is going to be of our lives. I think that story is about two things. I think the story is about hoarding. When is enough enough? I think that story is saying, you know what, there comes a point when you don't actually need any more stuff. When that is a very challenging point for people like us, I would say. And the second thing I think that reading is saying, the stuff that you have, all the stuff that you have, is not ultimately going to do you any favours. One day, your time on the earth is going to be over. Quite often people came to Jesus and asked him a question and he told them a story. And one of the stories that he told was about the fact that we need to be concerned about people all over the world. We need to love our, what's the word? Love our neighbours. And at harvest time, when we've got all this stuff, look how lovely the place is. Look at all the things that it represents. Look at all the things that we have. We have so much. It's a time to think about those that are our neighbours. And the United Reformed Church administers its money with other causes through Commitment for Life, who does it for Christian Aid. So the money, we don't set up our own independent charity. The money goes into Christian Aid and they look after it. And our money goes in four particular directions. And we're going to pray about that now. So let us pray. For El Salvador, which is one of the countries in the world where they are feeling the effects of climate change the most. And the people there are reporting that the water is rising, and there are more and more hurricanes, and the rainfall is becoming erratic. So, Lord our God, we pray for those people who live in places where the water is rising. And we ask that you would help the political leaders of rich countries. You would give them the courage to challenge their people in the way that they live, to work for the good of the world beyond their individual comfort. Another partner is Bangladesh. At 1,800 miles long, the Brahmaputra River flows through Tibet, India, and Bangladesh. And every year, when the snow at its source melts, it causes catastrophic flooding. So, Lord, we pray, for the floods are coming and the earth is shaking, and who will help? We pray for those agencies that go in when disaster strikes, for Oxfam, for the Red Cross, for Save the Children, but we particularly pray for Christian Aid. And we thank you that agencies work together. God, bless to us our bread, and give food to those who are hungry, and hunger for justice for those who are well fed. The third area that Commitment for Life works with is Israel-Palestine. The occupied West Bank is a challenging environment in which to make a living, particularly for women. Local industry is subjected to movement and trade restrictions, limited technical imports and natural resources, and there is little physical space to develop. Farmers and producers have few opportunities to access vital agricultural services and market information to increase production. We pray for the poorest in the world who are trying to work to help themselves. God bless to us our bread. Give food to those who are hungry and hunger for justice for those who are fed.
God bless to us our bread and give food to those who and hunger for justice for those who are fed. God bless to us our bread.
And the fourth area that Commitment for Life works with is Zimbabwe. Despite continuing challenges in Zimbabwe, particularly the recent food crisis, a great deal has been achieved in the last year. Christian Aid's country program has been providing different kinds of support to poor communities, particularly targeting minority ethnic groups, women, people with disabilities, and young people. So far, almost 2,000 young people have taken part in sports clubs and tournaments, while more than 530 parents, guardians, and community members have attended learning sessions at the tournaments. Sport is helping change attitudes, reduce stigma and discrimination, improve skills and confidence, and boost uptake of local services. For the people of Zimbabwe, Lord, we pray. God bless to us our bread. Give food to those who are hungry and hunger for justice. For those who are fed.
God bless.
Loving God, sometimes we are overwhelmed by it all. And hopelessness leads to helplessness, which leads to us doing nothing. Forgive us and remind us of how richly blessed we are. And may we do the good that we can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So it's not just about people who live in Zimbabwe, Israel, Palestine, South America, and what was the other one? Bangladesh, thank you very much. Also, we know that there are people in need nearby. That's why we help with the food bank. So what we're going to do now, brothers and sisters, is those of you who have filled in a gift aid form for Commitment for Life, here they are. If you haven't had one, come and get one. Pens here. I'm going to invite everybody to come forward, and I invite you to bring your gifts of stuff that you've got for the food bank as well. So come. So let's pray. God bless to us the gifts that you have given. Bless those who come to the food bank here and in every day. Bless the work that is done. Bless the money that will go through Commitment for Life to those in the world who need it the most. God, bless to us our bread. And give to us a hunger for justice. Lord, we pray. Amen. And we're joined to sing our final hymn, which you'll find in the hymn books at number 124. We plough the fields and scatter. Who breathes life into the broken, who exposes our division and our pride, whose tenderness is the strength of the poor, bless us and charge us with power to live as community in our world. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Please stay for lunch if you can. You'd be most welcome.